This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Forget that panic where you're on, been on a couple of dates with someone and at the beginning your head is so all about you because you're like, it's fine, just chill, it's grand. And then you go on the third date and you're like, oh, feck it, I really like them now. So then you start getting a little bit like, oh, jeez, I haven't heard from him yet today. Is he done with me?
That's when I pull away after the third date. That's when I ghost.
Oh, you're such a dick.
As soon as I have him, gone.
He's really joking.
I was like, Dave.
As if I'd have the option to ghost someone.
Dave.
I was like,
now, you
don't
have the option
heart.
To ghost, but you definitely don't do that.
No, I would never ghost someone.
Yeah, I know. And look, it's just
that's
that.
That's a total lie.
My point is only that, you know, that panic when you're like, oh, shit.
Are you telling us you have a special someone live on the pod, Emma?
I get that after the first date.
Do you?
Yeah,
I know,
sucks.
Like, I did, but I've had such a good, like, brain space and all things dating, I think, the last while that I've just been like, don't even.
This is the first date I've seen you go on where you've actually enjoyed it. Each time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like each time you go on a date, you're like, yeah, it was fine, didn't have a spark or wasn't really into him or,
you know,
oh yeah, there's something missing or whatever. But this one, like from the get-go, it was like, something there.
She's buzzing.
I know. And that's what terrifies me. It's so scary.
Just don't be yourself.
You gotta be, you gotta be vulnerable, Emma, if you want to find true love.
Thanks, guys. I know, it's just that panic where you're kind of like, for the first time ever since I was, for years, I was reading texts yesterday from him being like, is he a bit off now? Is he?
Yeah.
You
start doing that. Yeah.
Don't wonder now, is he as into me now as he was the other day?
Throw us over the phone there and Dave and I will see.
Jesus, that's an awful lot of news.
Anyway, we'll see what happens.
I'm sure he'll be absolutely fine, but I do the exact same thing. I literally like look at text and I'm like, they didn't use an emoji there.
Yeah, no X. Mad for the X some days and didn't get a single one yesterday.
Okay, interesting.
I got one, hey gorgeous, and I was like, oh, thank fuck.
Well, then you're grand.
Grand for another few days.
Believe
anyway.
Me, you're fine.
It's so scary. I hate it out here.
It is. It's awful.
Enjoy today's show.
Good
catch
luck.
You tomorrow.
Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Fully charged.
Hello there, what is the story?
What's happening? How are we?
I had quite a late night last night now.
Did you know
it was Tuesday, yeah.
Were you out?
Well, I wasn't like out on the tear, but I went to a very nice event. It was a storytelling night.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, these are kind of popping off lately.
Yeah, I've heard a lot those, more about like, these recently.
Shana Keeha and that.
Yeah. Shana Keeha, is it?
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Right. What is Shana Keeha?
That's like, it's like some storytelling night that's real popular at the moment.
Cool. And then they have like, events all over Australia now with some guy.
I saw they're
Dublin,
massive
yeah.
in Australia, yeah.
Well, my musical society did a bit of a knockoff Shana Keeha night. Look, they don't own storytelling. So the theme last night was secrets.
Cool.
And it was very juicy.
Great theme.
Yeah, really good theme. Like quite a hard theme to think of something for, but like when you had them, it was brilliant. And they had like 8 different speakers. And then they also did a cool little thing where when you came in, they gave you like a pen and paper for you to write a dirty little secret, and then they put it in a box, and then they read them all out anonymously, like at different points, and they were filthy. They were absolutely filthy. But also, it was very funny because obviously, like it's a musical society, so everybody or a lot of the people know each other, not everybody. But people were fully writing like, "I fancy Quiva," blah blah.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, and like say like the first like 4 storytellers had gone up and then one of the secrets was I fancy one of the storytellers.
No.
And everyone was like, who is it? It was only like maybe like 30 people in the room. So
yeah,
you're like, oh my God.
I love that. That's real old school, like teenage, almost like secondary school.
Do you know what? That is perfect for if the Love Island producers are listening this morning. What a great game.
That's a bloody great
idea. It's a great game.
Yes.
Write a secret about it, whatever, and then we'll expose them all in the box. That would drive them all nuts.
You'll have to pay my musical society now for the idea.
And come here, did you have to...
or Australia.
Were people sitting around chatting about like who said what after? Just leave it off.
Kind of, well, yeah, I suppose there was. But kind of just as they were being read out, you're like, oh my God, there's not that many people here. Like, who was it?
That's insane.
Great show. Yep.
Great little scandalous Tuesday night.
Scandalous, right? The drama.
Hit music now.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
Don't you just hate when you don't get a meme?
Yes.
Oh, oh my God.
I spent way too long thinking about it, trawling through the comments, trying to find some kind of understanding.
I start to worry, have I gotten old?
I rarely don't get a meme.
Yeah, I know.
I'm usually, because I'm so chronically online, always see the start of a meme.
Yeah.
But like, there's been stuff at the moment that I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
The memes be popping right now with all the stuff in America with the election and all the rest. And there is a presidential election meme going around that I haven't been getting. And I kind of pride myself on knowing what's what.
Yeah.
With the US election as well. So it's been annoying me. Two words I'll use to describe this meme. Coconut tree.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is great news.
Any ideas?
No, because I don't understand that and I'm seeing it all over my TikTok, all over Twitter.
Oh, I was hoping you'd know, Thomas. I'm only joking. No, I did my research, okay? So this coconut tree thing is everywhere. People online are calling Kamala Harris's campaign Operation Coconut Tree. When Biden pulled out of the race, a US senator put up a picture of himself climbing a coconut tree and goes, "Madam Vice President, we are ready to help." I'm like, what are you talking about? People have been adding coconut emojis to their tweets in support of her. People are selling coconut tree bumper stickers.
So confused.
Google terms for Google searches for coconut tree have skyrocketed. And I say that's because most people haven't a clue what people are talking about when they talk about coconut tree. So here it is. Apparently, a year ago, and they always start from the most like mundane things.
Yeah, stupid stuff. Mm.
Kamala was doing this speech. And I think she is kind of known for coming out with the odd wacky phrase and having a big, she's got a big, like, kind of infectious laugh. And in this speech, she was kind of making the point that nobody exists in isolation, that we're all kind of connected. And she came out with this.
My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes and she would say to us, "I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you."
Okay, she's one of them. She's like a Frank Lampard, where like in the middle of like talking, she'll say a joke, she'll be like, "Hey, yeah," and they get really serious again. all of a sudden, like that's such a weird, like far of center thing
like,
to say.
I know, like,
you know
it's
what it gives me?
Wacky.
It gives me the Irish version of that, which is, "I didn't come down in the last shower."
Yeah, you know,
like, "I didn't fall out of a coconut tree." It's like, I'm not, you know, you've been around for a while, you should know what's going on.
Yeah,
for you and stuff. Yeah,
it's funny when I was like, "Really, is that it?" But that is exactly it. That's where the meme comes from.
Because she laughed so much about her own joke.
And I think like when she became the, well, hopefully the presidential nominee or whatever officially, that was kind of like the one clip that just like got dug up and did the rounds and everybody started making memes out of it. But people have also done other things with it. And my favourite thing is that they're turning it into different songs.
Mm.
So have a listen to this. It's Taylor Swift, "Shake It Off," Kamala's version. And the ending is truly the best bit.
"Just think why you've been getting down and out about the context, the dirty, dirty coconut world. You could have been getting down to this coconut tree."
It's so good.
But that's the exact thing I saw on Twitter and I was like, what the hell is going on? If you saw that out of context, you'd be like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, show me that 10 years ago. You're like, what is the world? They've also done it to Chapel Roan's "Good Luck, Babe," and it worked.
That is so funny.
It's so stupid. But sure, look, now we know.
Yes, we do. Thank God.
Yes.
I do feel like it's very much like TikTok and stuff that's going to elevate her game.
I agree.
People are getting creative with her, aren't they?
They're using it as well.
Yeah, massively.
Yeah, all the brat stuff as well. Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I spent ages on TikTok yesterday just searching her name.
Really?
You know, and you're at that point being like, I need to get it. And there was a 70-minute speech yesterday when she was in Wisconsin.
70?
17.
Oh, right.
It was like her first as like an official candidate or whatever.
Oh, she did one, yeah.
And yeah, I just was like, I have to get the vibes. But she did start off just laughing for 5 minutes, being like, thank you. And then she got real serious.
Yeah.
Big into laughter. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully
charged, recharged. Let me tell you about my little woes at the moment regarding my house key. Do you remember
I love that phrase, woes. It's such a good phrase for like, I'm not sad, I just have a little bit of a woe.
Yeah. It's annoying me.
It's a great word.
A few weeks ago, I was telling you loads, my dad came up and we went to Hosier. And as we got home to my house that night where he was also staying, I put my key into the door to open the door and the key just snapped in half.
I remember this. Yeah.
Really strange. So the next day, off I went. I was like, I need to go get this key cut now and just be done with it. And in typical me fashion, I suppose I'd had a bit of a late night at the gig. Maybe I was feeling more empathic than I normally would. But when I walked in to get my key cut at the shop, there was no other customers. So when the guy said, how many keys do you need cut? I went, five.
You said five because he didn't have any customers in the shop.
To give him some business.
I just felt so sad for him. I was like, how can you make a living just cutting keys all day?
Because someone probably walked in 5 minutes after you. You're mad.
I know.
Five keys.
Five. I needed one.
Are we getting one?
You can.
I want one.
I've loads. And then my dad was kind of hanging around waiting for me. And I went down and I was like, do you want a key for my house? Why the heck? I won't say what he said, but why the F would I need a key for your house? Anyway, so I went home with my five keys.
Can I ask how much it cost?
Do you know what I thought? I was like, sure, it's probably €1 each. Like,
yeah,
you know, I want to give the guy a few bob. It was €32.
Dear God.
Yeah. So once I got the bill, I very much regretted that. But anyway, off I went. Problem is,
did you offer him one?
Joan, I've actually got too many.
You've done such a good job. Here, take one for yourself.
Problem is, none of them really work.
Oh, what?
Not one of the five.
He went to a dodgy keysmith.
Gave him €32 for five keys and only needed one. You know, they don't work. Like, I swear to God, like, every bloody morning I leave that house, I'm standing outside the front door for like a solid like 7 minutes.
Oh, you jiggling.
Know? I'm just jiggling, wiggling.
Oh my
forcing
God.
Forcing it down, forcing it up. The bloody thing won't go in. So obviously after intervals of a minute or two, I go back into the house, grab another of the five, see if that one's feeling up to it this morning. Wiggle that one for a while. And eventually get to it. But no improvement. I have a system, you see, at the moment. To get out of the house in the morning, I take my housemate's keys because they're the OG keys that they have.
Yeah.
Get out that way. But locking up is an absolute nightmare. So I don't really know what my overall message is or what I've learned from this experience. I guess next time I go, just get one and go back and maybe try again if it's not working.
Yeah,
but I feel like I've committed to the five. So maybe with just the more I jiggle, the more they'll wiggle in and get good.
Before you feel sorry for the man with no business, see if he actually knows how to cut a key in the first place.
That's why he has no business. That's why no one was in the shop.
Because
He's a shy key cutter.
There we go.
That makes sense. Now, he was absolutely thrilled with me giving him.
He's got one key and give him a fiver as a tip. Oh, That's what you do in future.
Thanks, Dave. I'll take that on board.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Susie on spin. Just to mention, after 10 o'clock, Michaela Hayes is here at the Ticket Fairy with her wings back on this week. You want to see Benson Boone or Mark Amber, two big gigs coming up in the Three Olympia. Well, she has your tickets to both. Chance to win them from 10.
Awesome. Michaela may be the ticket fairy, but our Emma is the key fairy. She went to the locksmith and got five keys made.
Because I felt sorry for him because there was no business.
She only needed one key. Got five.
None of them
and
work.
They don't work.
No.
Jamie texted in. Emma, you need to spray a little bit of WD-40 on the key and lock.
Jamie, massive respect for texting in on that and trying to help me out. Where the hell do you buy WD-40? I've been looking for it all week.
Oh, where do you buy WD-40?
Oh, really? I can't
DIY find
this shop
anywhere. Hello, Callum.
A hardware store. There's an expert hardware on Georgia Street there. Maybe in there?
Well, that's
oh, definitely in there. Yeah, 100%.
Where have you been trying? Beauticians?
I actually was like, they're hardly in chemists, are they?
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
I'm in that aisle in Lidl being like, come on, just give me some WD, but where do I get this stuff? Right, coming up on half
this
seven.
This Boots has nothing.
What's the crack, Emily?
Good. Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. You're on Spin with Emma, David, Aisling. I saw on TikTok yesterday, she shared the kind of behind the scenes of recording that song. She's just so mad that they get so much done in hotel rooms and all. It was like her and Phineas were just like obviously on tour somewhere.
Oh, with the song
with
itself?
With the song and just sitting up at like a little, you know, a little table that'd be in the back of a hotel room.
Writing it like.
And sing, no, recording it.
Oh,
like,
wow,
under
that's
a towel.
Crazy.
It's mad.
It's such a nice song.
That's a cheap way of doing it as well, which is quite, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Kind of how we all started off the radio.
Yeah, that
under
is
a
true,
towel,
actually. Under a bed cover, yeah.
Come here, listen up. Would you like to win yourself a €200 holiday voucher on the show.
Yeah, we've teamed up with Club Orange, real fruit, real club. And Club is for those who want to keep it real with real fruit taste and authentic Irish roots. It's a soft drink that champions realness and authenticity as well.
Great one for a hot summer's day now.
Yes.
Oh, Club Orange. Sometimes I would say the best compliment to a chipper as well.
Really? Yeah. That's the only thing I'd get with a chipper.
Really?
Yeah, it's the only thing I'd get with a chipper.
Do you know the Club Lemon bottles? My dad used to get one of them every day after work, and he used to call it Lifesaver, right?
Very good.
And I remember when my brother was a kid, he went up to the bar and said, "Can I get a bottle of Lifesaver, please?"
That's so cute.
They were like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
That's so cute. Well, we're talking about Club Orange, so if you could stay on subject,
that'd
be amazing.
Sorry. But like, it's just it's a sister brand. Every day this week, we're playing the game. It's called Are You For Real? The three of us are going to give you a statement. Two of them will be a lie, one will be true, and you have to figure out which one of us is real this morning. And that is to win yourself a €200 holiday voucher.
Okay, yeah, really nice stuff on this. So, okay, will I kick it off?
Go on, kick it off.
I was once shown on the den in a bath.
Nice. Here's my statement. My uncle is former Top Gear presenter Richard Hammond.
Interesting. The year I did my Leaving Cert, I got the highest points in the country.
Ooh.
Hair flick.
I think three very tough statements.
Right. Today. Yeah. All of which could be true.
Which statement that you've just heard do you think is real? Emma, Dave or Aisling, get that WhatsApp over to us now. 087 711 1038. You could win a €200 holiday voucher this morning. One more time. I was once shown on the den in a bath.
Interesting. My uncle is former Top Gear presenter Richard Hammond.
And the year I did my Leaving Cert, I got the highest points in the country.
All right. 087 711 1038. Get in touch now for your chance to win this morning with Club Orange. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
David is on. How are you?
All good. Morning, folks. How's things?
Morning.
We're good.
How are you this morning? Any news? Any crack?
All good. No crack. Same old. Just on the way to work.
What do you do, David?
I'm a service coordinator for a building contractor.
Ah, very good.
Many words there that I do not understand.
I understood the word building.
Yeah.
Are you in the Snickers pants, sir?
No, I'm the office staff. So it used to be a suit, but now I've got it downgraded to like casual clothes.
Okay.
Tracksuit bottom t-shirt.
Oh, very nice.
That's a dream.
That's what we all should be wearing.
Now that's when you know you've made it. Yeah. I think when you can just.
I don't think people actually approve me still wearing it, but I'm still not going
to
change.
Yeah. No, you don't need to, David. You don't need
to. No, you're down with the people.
You're down with the Davids. That's what I wear all the time.
Actually, David, I don't know what happened to our David here, but at one point he just went, Jesus, I better stop wearing tracksuit pants to work.
Yeah,
I'm trying to take off after David as well. That's
good choice, David. I regret every single day where I don't wear a tracksuit. Listen, you've been listening to our statements and you had to figure out which one was true. Those statements one more time.
I said I was once shown on The Den, which is obviously a TV show for kids, in a bath.
I said that my uncle is former Top Gear presenter Richard Hammond.
And I said that the year I did my Leaving Cert, I got the highest points in the country.
Which one do you think is telling the truth? Which one do you think is being real, David?
I think Emma's is definitely real, being shown on the bath. That's such an Emma thing to be done, so I think that's definitely her.
You know, I thought the exact same as you said. I was like, that's so Emma.
I don't have control over it.
You did appear on kids' TV quite a lot.
Yeah, with the Moorbags and things like that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness, I actually thought Ashton's could be very true as well. She's very intelligent, so I thought she could have had the highest points.
David, thank you very much.
I was about to say, you knew Aisling would never have done that. All right, you're absolutely correct. Well done.
Woo! Nice one, David. €200 holiday voucher on the way to you.
Perfect. Thanks very much, guys.
And we all now know that our David Hammond is not a shoo-in.
No. And I'm also not related to Richard Hammond. Yeah.
Cheers, man. Talk to you later. Have a great day.
See you there, lads. Have a good one.
Bye. We'll give you another chance to win with Club Orange tomorrow on the show. We'll do that before 9:30 tomorrow, okay?
Nice one.
If you're like, I want that voucher, then stick with us a bit later, even if you get into work, okay?
Make sure to keep it real till then, guys.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep it real always.
Here's Oliver Tree, Robin Schulz. This is called Miss You on Spin.
Hello.
Spins Fully Charged
with Emma,
David, Aisling.
Hey, morning.
What's going on? Yesterday we had a debate about 99s and ice cream in general.
A debate for the ages.
It was. It sounded like this.
So I would argue a 99's only a 99 when it has a flake.
Yes.
It's a whipped ice cream when it doesn't.
No.
It is only 99. A 99. No, a 99 has to have a flake.
Wouldn't agree.
It does.
If you don't have the flake, it's just a whipped ice cream.
But if it's called a 99 flake, then that gives it the... the room to be called a 99 without a flight.
You can't accuse us not having a solid debates on this show.
Yeah.
This is a very highbrow.
This got quite heated on and off air.
I think they had the same debate then on Claire Byrne later on.
Yeah, we inspired them.
So I put it up on Instagram. And I said, is a 99 still called a 99 if it doesn't have a flake in it?
You and I were very much pushed on yes.
We were pushed on yes.
Producer Callum and Ash were saying no.
No.
I actually text Ash about this yesterday. I was like, if I put this up, is this very much like, what's your favourite tea bag?
And I said, no, it's much more nuanced than that, David.
Well, we have the debate. King or Tato. But no, I wanted to put this up and see, is it actually called a 99 without a flake? 81% of people said it's only called a 99 if there's a flake in it.
You're there joking. You go. Thank you, people.
So 19, only 19, so about 1,300 people saw it. And 81% of them voted. Because it used to tell you how many people voted, but 81% said now only a 99 if there's a flake.
That's
in
a pretty
it.
Decisive answer.
There we go, 365 votes. And 85 said obviously it's still a 99 if it hasn't flake, but
question,
they are wrong.
Are those people going into a shop if they choose to not have a flake saying, can I have a whipped ice cream?
So
can
this
I, get a, I would say you say, can I get an ice cream?
So do you know who was on? Ed was on to me. And Ed said, as an ex-ice cream man, I can confirm a 99 without a flake is just an ice cream cone. It's like asking, people coming in asking for a 99 with a flake is like asking for a cappuccino with a coffee.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
See, like, you couldn't go up and say, you might say, can I, you couldn't yeah, say, see? Can I have a 99 with no flake? Because then it's not a 99. It's just
that's
a,
what people
just
do
a
say.
Cone,
but I used
wrong.
To pull 99s. So what do you say? Can I have a whippy?
Can I have a cone, please? And they'll
a
say,
cone.
Do you want a flake? And you say, no, I asked for a cone, not okay. a 99.
Imagine saying no. What part of your life do you get to where you start saying no to a flake?
Oh, I know, it's weird.
That's disgusting.
Very strange.
Yeah. Do you ever hear they don't melt? I'm not to get onto another topic, but do you ever hear a flake doesn't melt?
No.
Oh, this will be tomorrow's show.
We're sorted.
Recharged.
I want to bring you back to last week. We were talking about the airport and we were just talking about how mystical it is and how wonderful it is. I know that sounds a bit stupid coming out of context, but we were talking about how great would it be to have no one else in the airport and you just have free reign of it, watch the planes take off from up on the tower and things like that.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, places like the airport should do tours.
Yeah, I would agree with you now, yes. Dave, wholeheartedly.
When I say tours, I don't mean like a load of people, like a group of people with, you know, the photographers and you have to sign up. I mean, I want to show up to a place and go, hi, can I have a look? And they go, yeah, come on in. Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of vibe I want. I don't want to be a full-on tourist with it. So, like, for example, going up to the air traffic control tower and be like, hi, can I have a look? And they'll be like, yeah, sure, come on in.
You want like an access all areas pass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
An AAA. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. But then I was thinking, what are some other places that I would love to get a tour of or just an all-access pass to? I actually much prefer that one. Prison.
I actually was thinking of that too.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
I just think that'd be really, really interesting especially if you were protected, to just walk in and see where people eat and where people sleep and what they do in the day and things like that. I just think it'd be really, really interesting. Talk to people and see why they're here and how long they have left and things like that. I just think it would be.
And what they do with their time.
Yeah.
Their library.
Exactly.
It's probably not a very, like, anyway, I did actually watch the latest episode of The Kardashians yesterday. Sorry. And.
This is very on topic, Emma.
They've visited a prison, you know, Kim's working on a lot of prison reform stuff at the moment.
Right.
Oh,
and it was
good.
So weird. It was just yesterday. It was so interesting. They got all access and they met loads of people and everything. Yeah, it was quite interesting.
That's insane.
I do always enjoy the kind of Louis Theroux episodes about prisons.
So do
I. It's quite fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, you mentioned Louis Theroux. I mentioned Kardashians.
Yeah.
No judgment.
So I thought that'd be an interesting place. Sticking with the kind of police vibe, I'd love to get a tour of an evidence locker.
In
a police station. So when they arrest people, they take their evidence, like say it be drugs or say it be whatever, it could be weapons or anything like that. And they're all just put into this locker, into this room, and they stay there.
Sorry, the evidence room.
Yes. I just think that'd be really, really interesting to see. Moving away from the police vibe, props department for movies. So like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
They're kind of like behind the scenes and like, I don't know, different props for different movies or
so
even
cool.
props that haven't been used in movies yet but are there just in case.
Can I tell you a cool quick story?
Go on.
When I was in college, I was like producing a musical and we were able to go to basically the Abbey Theatre has a costumes warehouse.
Class.
And it's just like costumes from every period, every possible production.
Wow.
And you can rent them. And we were able to go and try on anything we wanted.
That's so cool.
Hats and massive cloaks and coats. And it was the best fun.
Oh my
ever.
God, you did a full on movie montage.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
That's yeah. so cool.
Yeah.
And the last place I want a tour of is underneath a bowling alley. Just where they do the pins.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When all the pins knock and they.
Where do they go?
I'm like, yeah. How do you do it? How does it all come down so promptly? Yeah. I just think it's so impressive. Yeah. And the pins fall down. So those are the kind of places I'd like to do a tour of. Not really a tour, but just show up and get an all-access
pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where would you like to get a tour of?
I'd very much like to see the artist slash like backstage area of Glastonbury.
Oh yeah.
Very cool. Because but like, I feel like we did a Longitude one. I'd say it's not that different.
Do you think so? Yeah. Because we went back because we had to interview Joel Corry.
Yeah.
And it was interesting that we were invited back to that kind of backstage
that area
for the
yeah.
artists at Longitude. And it was cool.
They've
so much entertainment on offer yeah. back there and loads of nice beanbags.
Like free
drinks, free food,
yeah,
free everything.
Really nice vibes.
It was a tattoo artist, do you remember him?
Yeah. Giving people tattoos yeah. there and then, Matt. Anyway, I'd like to see it big scale.
Yeah,
like
that would be cool.
Definitely, yeah. I was trying to think of like, I'd love to go to a factory that makes like a certain, like maybe a sweet or a certain product that I eat.
Oh, those TV shows where it's like how it's made.
Yeah,
I love them.
Yeah, but I was kind of trying to think of the most complicated composition. So I'd like to see the factory where they make the Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on there. How are we getting the
nut in the middle,
soft stuff around the nut,
yeah,
without then putting the casing. Anyways,
that's actually very true.
That's a place I'd love to see.
It's like a handcrafted thing, isn't it? But it's not obviously on yeah. the scale that they're at.
Another all access pass I'd love would be to like say Notre Dame Cathedral or one of the cathedrals. I want to be allowed to go through every little door climb up every little spiral staircase and walk on all the little rafters.
Like there is nothing I want to go into more than a door that says staff only,
and in any place.
It's my dream.
Even in a London.
Honestly.
Finally, I would just love to go to a recycling centre. Fascinated by them.
Recycling set.
Show me how you made that milk carton into a piece of paper.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that
is cool. You
know, show me where I want to follow my Lucozade Zero bottle from my recycling thing or whatever, the return scheme, to a plastic bag.
Yeah, no, that is interesting. Cool. Like they always say, like glass as well. Isn't glass made out of sand or something? Like, what are you talking about?
What do you even mean?
Or papers made out of trees. What are you talking about?
This is kind of making me sad. It's just making me think of all the places that I'm not allowed to go.
Yeah, staff only.
I hate it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've got a question for you. What is the worst thing you've ever cooked? Get in touch, be honest. We'd love your voice notes on this. 087-711-1038. The worst thing you've ever cooked. I didn't cook the worst thing I've ever cooked at the weekend, but my boyfriend cooked me possibly the worst thing I think he's ever cooked.
Okay.
So it was Sunday evening and we had made this delicious pasta and sauce dish on Saturday and we had leftovers for Sunday. We decided to go out and watch the hurling match and we ended up out a little bit later than we intended. So by the time we were coming home to reheat the pasta and have our dinner, all the grocery shops were closed and I kind of had a hankering for some garlic bread.
Okay.
Hankering is such a brilliant word. You had it once.
I really did. I was like, oh, I love garlic bread. And I was like, oh, I'm so annoyed that we were as close as we got many garlic
bread. She was out for a while on Sunday.
Sounds like you had a long day.
I was like, are you sure? There's one in the freezer. So in fairness, I was kicking up kicking off, right, basically.
I'd say you are a very hangry person, are you?
Moan bag. Oh, yeah.
Moan bag.
If you're hungry, you get moan.
Oh, my God. When I'm hangry, I'm hangry. Yeah.
Right,
so okay. I was hangry and I really wanted garlic bread. My boyfriend Alex was like, look, I'll make it happen. Don't worry about it. Aww. Used to do this trick at home the whole time back in the US of A. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll trust him on this one. Until I saw him produce two slices from the Brennan's whole grain slice pan. I said, hang on now, what are you doing with them? He said, I was making the garlic bread. I said, you're not making a garlic bread from a slice pan one and one with grains in it too.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I'm not having grains with my garlic bread. I said, listen, trust me. So I see him with the butter. I don't see him produce a garlic clove, of which we have many.
Okay.
But I see him going into the spice drawer and he's going through the spices and I was like, look, do you know what? I'm probably not going to eat this, Alex, but you do you. So he's got it in the oven. He's tossing them. It was kind of pathetic, really, to see. Tossing the little...
Was it a bit of an ick?
Was. He's tossing his little toasts in the grill. He chopped up a little bit of parsley and sprinkled it on top and added some flaky sea salt.
Oh my God, he sounds like the dream.
I know, he's great, nice he's boy. Great. I took one bite of this garlic toast and I may as well have drank a cup of seawater.
No.
It was that salty. I was like, where is the garlic? So, unbeknownst to Alex, we didn't have garlic powder in the spice drawer, but we did have garlic salt.
No.
Okay, so we went with that.
He went with butter, Dairy Gold Light.
Dairy Gold Light, he had real butter. Come
not
on.
Even real butter. Instead of real garlic cloves, garlic salt with some extra sea salt on top.
Oh, brilliant.
And some parsley. So, I, needless to say, I had one bite.
You
and
had salty bread.
Didn't continue. I ate the pasta sans garlic bread. But look, he tried. So we would love to know this morning, what is the worst thing you've ever cooked? 087 711 1038. Maybe it was a Pure Kitchen disaster. Mm. Where you
after
might,
a night out, maybe.
Yes, yeah. Yes. There could have been a burning situation. Or maybe you had
maybe
two,
it was bloody food poisoning. You gave your friends food poisoning or something.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's always my fear.
Maybe you got the measurements wrong. Mm. What is the worst thing you've ever cooked? 087 711 1038. I love a kitchen disaster.
Oh, yeah, I know. It happens all the time. You always hear like, it was Christmas morning and the oven exploded and the turkey was flying.
Very hard to mess up a fit food, Catherine.
So I was making chicken pie and I mixed up the amounts for corn flour and flour. So the consistency of the sauce was like glue.
Oh no, I wouldn't know the difference at all.
So don't you add like a tiny bit of corn flour to thicken a sauce?
This is it. Yeah. And I added a lot more than I was a tiny bit.
It was like a yogurt of it instead, was it?
So what did you have?
Well, like I didn't realise and it took us a while. Like we still were kind of eating it away and I was like, this doesn't taste right.
Oh, something wrong here, lads. Yeah.
I love it.
Did the rest go in the bin or did you power through?
Oh no, we put in the bin.
Not bad.
Call the chipper.
Yeah. Takeaway day, isn't it, Catherine?
So you won't make that.
Yeah, exactly.
Again. Thanks.
No. Thanks, Catherine.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
I was thinking about this like when I was a kid, about like stupid disasters he made as a kid. But this was kind of technically my mom did this, and she was doing it because she was trying to help me. I basically got babysat by this woman, and she made me toffee popcorn. Right?
Oh, yeah, lovely.
But it was like a thing that was brand new to Ireland. I don't think it was like a thing that like many people knew about or whatever. So I was eating this going, this is the best popcorn I've ever had in my entire life. And I went home to my mum. I was like, mum, Mary's after making us this popcorn. It's like sticky or whatever. No idea what's on it. Can I have some? She was like, I don't know what it is. And I was like, I think it's like butter or something. But I was like, but it's like hard. Do you know what I mean? Obviously toffee's been, you know, hardened or whatever. So we put normal microwave popcorn, spread a load of butter on it, like loads and loads and loads of butter, and put it in the freezer because that's how we thought it hardened.
Oh my God,
and we ate it. It was the worst thing in the world.
Oh no.
Until we went back the next day and they were like, oh yeah, no, that's just toffee popcorn you can buy in the shop.
Oh, for God's sake,
no.
That's gas. I remember a few years ago, I was living in Athlone and my friend was going over to visit me for the weekend and I was like, you know what, now, no, I'm not going to get a takeaway or go out for food, I'm going to make something. Not with a huge amount of experience at the time, so I decided you can't go wrong with lasagna. You get the pack, you make it, you shove it in the oven like happy days.
And it looks good.
And it looks good, yeah, exactly. And it's kind of fun to make. Ooh, pasta sheet, bit more mince, bit of cheese.
I actually kind of get it. Yeah, it's like a jigsaw, it's like a Lego.
Kind of like art,
yeah.
A bit of a laugh. But obviously the baking tray I was using was too large, right? So in the corner, I was trying to make it all flat the whole way across, but I was low on pasta sheets. So I was looking at the last, say, quarter of it, the whole line down. I was like, what am I going to do here? I have no pasta sheets. I don't want just mince and cheese.
Mm.
So I thought I came up with a genius plan. And I grabbed three waffles out of the freezer.
Oh my God.
Stop.
And I lined up the three waffles in the last corner and then just continued with the process.
That's
like,
genius.
So I was like, oh my God, my friend's going to think I'm so smart when I serve this to him. And he was like, Emma, what the hell is that? And I was like, isn't it so yummy? Waffles. He thought it was rotten. I was like, I thought that was very creative.
I thought that would be
it. Tastes like
delicious.
Yeah, I'd say it did.
Like waffles and lasagna.
Why isn't that a thing, waffle lasagna? That'd be much better than pasta.
I think so too. I thought it was genius. He thought it was the worst thing he's ever seen.
I love that.
And that's the problem. When you kind of cut into it, it wasn't very aesthetically pleasing.
I would imagine not.
No. So every time that the memory of that night comes up on his Facebook, he reminds me of my terrible attempt at cooking a lasagna.
Oh, that's funny. Did you get the recipe wrong? Did you burn it? Yeah. What went wrong?
So Julie is on, and this is your sister-in-law, Julie, I think, that cooked this, wasn't it?
So my brother told her that we were all really fussy eaters when we were growing up. Obviously, that has changed as we've grown up, but we were meeting up for a family gathering and she said, what will I make? And he said, oh, sure, make something really easy, like a lasagna, like everybody's going to eat that. And he said, oh, and don't forget to blend it. And instead of blending just the sauce, she ended up blending the whole lasagna.
I saw it coming, but it was still worth it. I loved that.
Yeah.
Almost as if you were worried that they wouldn't like the bits or the mints, that they were that kind of fussy. Yeah. They just wanted a blended lasagna.
So did you put it in a glass for them with a straw?
No, I didn't make it. Thankfully, it wasn't my bad.
It was your sister-in-law, yeah.
No, she only told us like later. It didn't happen. It didn't actually make it to the family
to the
gathering,
meal. So. Did she cook it and then blend it, or was the were the pasta sheets like hard?
She cooked it all and had it in the oven. The cheese was all melted on the top, like looking good. And then
blended the thing. She basically made a lasagna and threw it in the bin. That's more basically what
exactly
happened.
Exactly. My brother came in and was like, what are you doing? And she was like,
so funny.
You're supposed to blend it. And he was like,
what a waste of a lovely lasagna.
I love
if
it.
That was a storyline in a sitcom, I'd be rolling my eyes. Yeah, like, that's so stupid.
That's not realistic. That's amazing.
It's like the Friends episode with the trifle and
yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks a million, Julie. Cheers.
Fantastic story,
no
Julie.
Problem.
Have a great day.
See you too.
Bye. Just in case you've just joined, we're talking about the worst thing you've ever cooked. We just got this in.
Do you know what? I'm actually giving myself the absolute ick thinking back to this story, but I was only a kid. But when I was younger, my parents, they were away doing the shopping or something, and it was a Friday. So I was like, oh, class. I was pure starving. I was like, I'll make something like when they're not here, like something nice. And I loved sweet and sour. And I knew we had a jar of Uncle Ben's sweet and sour, so I got that out of the press, got the rice, and I was so excited to make it. And I opened the fridge and I realised we had no chicken, and I was like, oh, sick. But instead of any normal person just making it, either not making it or making it just with no chicken, I rooted around the house to see what else I could find to use in the place of chicken. And I opened the press and what did I find? Only a loaf of batch bread. And I love batch. I was like, oh, class. I was like, sure, batch can take the place of chicken. I was like, it's white. I can put it into chicken-sized chunks. So I took out two slices of batch bread, pulled apart the bread to make chicken sized pieces.
No.
And put them into my sweet.
What is the matter with you?
It's white.
The justification is what gets me. Chicken sized pieces
it's
are
white.
So unnecessary.
Oh my God. It's like breaded chicken without the chicken.
How soggy it would have been with the
sauce. Oh, stop.
Excellent. Let's go.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
This is Spins Fully Charged.
Hi there.
Hello.
Morning. I have a question.
Go on.
Dave, why are your trousers unbuckled all morning? You don't mind me asking?
Why would you bring that up, poor old Dave?
Okay. I have an answer for you. You won't, think the answer is cool, but I have an answer for you.
I certainly won't.
I think I'm menstruating.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I'm in a lot of pain today. I feel like I'm in bad form, right? Because I'm in a lot of pain.
I'm moody. Okay.
I have a very, very sore stomach and I don't really get stomach aches. I used to a lot, but I don't get them anymore. I haven't had them for 2 years. And
what
now
part of the stomach are we talking about? Down low?
Inside, right in the stomach, yeah. Mm. Very, very sore. Mm. I feel like there's a ball of fire inside my stomach.
Ball
it's just kind of going around.
Okay, ball of fire.
And so I feel like I'm menstruating and I think that's a thing, right?
Well, I just have another question. When Emma and I are on our periods, have you ever seen us open our trousers?
No, I'm sorry. Okay, but these jeans are specifically tight, okay, around the waist. And also, when you unbuckle it, it just feels nice to let, the stomach kind of out a little bit. Yeah. At least I'm not.
In a workplace.
It's just that's a working environment.
Dave, maybe what's happened here is, when did your pain start?
Last night.
Oh, great.
After dinner.
We've officially synced up.
Oh, wonderful.
We have officially synced
up. Are you on your period?
Are you menstruating too?
I'm menstruating.
No way.
Oh my God. Now I feel left out.
Since last night. So Dave, it took a while.
See, I think these are...
Get what's called hormones over and back, sitting in the same room together.
I'm sympathy menstruating because I knew, you know what I mean?
it's
your period time. Yeah.
And have you noticed, have I unbuckled my trousers in the studio?
No.
No, I haven't.
Interesting.
No. And do I have genuine period pains? I do actually. And have I gone on about it? No.
No, you haven't. But either have I, to be fair.
You just keep saying I'm such a bad
You're just creating a hostile working environment. I've seen your lower belly 3 times.
I hate it here.
It's official. We have synced up. Woo! Tom Grennan and How Does It Feel on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Interesting, because I want to talk about Tom Grennan again. Our new obsession on the show. All on the back of an ad, which is random, because this is not us doing any SponCon. But like, he recorded an ad version of the Gillette song. He released a song about Gillette. Mm. And we were obsessed with it. We've been talking about this for months.
Like, it's been a couple of months old, but even still to this day, as soon as I see it come on an ad, I'm like, yes,
here we go.
It kind of
got a revival with the Euros because it was played a lot during some of the matches.
That kind of
brought it back to the forefront.
It gives Callum so much joy when it comes on the telly.
Callum's favourite song.
In case you don't know what we're talking about, okay, this is an ad for Gillette that Tom Grennan recorded as a song.
You're looking good, you're looking strong. You've come so far.
It's so good.
And you know how to make the most of who you are.
The best bit.
Yeah.
Best
follow.
Best father bit. To son.
Follow.
Doing what you've always done.
Here we go.
Gillette. The best a man can get.
Like, in a way, I feel very sorry for Tom Grennan because we play a lot of his music on our show and we've never been as passionate about anything.
I have never been more attracted
that
to Tom Grennan.
That is his best song.
That is the coolest song ever.
So listen, we have a little update for you this morning. I got so obsessed with this yesterday evening that I did a bit of a deep dive on Tom Grennan and the Gillette song. And I stumbled across this link to something that was called the original Gillette song. Okay?
Oh.
It's the same song.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's a bloody cover. He didn't even.
Tom didn't write that.
No, he's not even. He didn't even put pen to paper on it.
That would make sense.
Because
it was a little bit like, Jesus, has Tom always been this good? But obviously not.
I'm devastated.
This going back 35 years.
No.
Gillette launched It's the Best a Man Can Get song and slogan at the 1989 Super Bowl.
Oh, I feel like our dads should have told us this.
Yeah, I know. We've been had for fools.
I loved this. The kind of message behind it initially was the song kind of moved from a position of dictating how to be a man, quote unquote, to one of raising young men up.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, so that's father to son doing exactly what you've always done.
Do you want to hear the original?
Best man can get.
Yes.
Please.
Okay, just bear the last one in mind to see the difference between them, okay?
You're looking sharp.
No.
You're looking good.
No.
You've come so far.
Oh, I like it.
We know how to make the most of who.
It's so fantastic. It's just so excellent.
That one kind of makes me want to cry.
It's brilliant. I could see you singing that on stage.
I actually have goosebumps.
It gives me Johnny Logan at the Eurovision. Yeah. Oh, wow, that was something else.
More brands need to come up with hits to support their brands. That's an idea for another day. But yesterday we discovered there's also a German version of the Gillette song, not sung by Tom Grennan.
From five times some zone.
Beautiful. Much more mileage can we get out of this song?
Oh,
you know?
As much
as
possible.
It never doesn't slap.
It really doesn't. Even Fata to San.
It doesn't matter whatever language it is in. And we did mention yesterday on the show real casually, and then we were like, do you know what? Let's do that. We want to hear that song as it would sound in other language. And if it's going to hit the same, other languages, should I say, and if it's going to kind of slap the same way.
Spoiler alert, it doesn't.
So coming up in a few minutes' time, I'm taking on the classic, the fantastic, the brilliant Gillette song, Oscuelga.
I'm doing it Espanol.
And I'm going to do it in French.
Ooh.
This is exciting. We need to kind of get rehearsing on this.
If you speak any of those languages, you know what's coming. And you know it doesn't work.
You can sing along.
Okay, look, if you've just joined us, we were telling a few minutes ago that we are all just obsessed with the Tom Grennan Gillette song. It's very addy, but it's so damn catchy, okay? If you don't know it.
Father to son.
It makes me feel things that I've never felt before.
Yeah. It makes me want to be a man.
It's all about kind of father and son relationships. It's lovely. We've since discovered it was first released as a song at the Super Bowl in 1989. Sounded quite different.
I would see that performed at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
that,
true,
on loop.
True. And we've also now learned, this story just keeps growing legs, that there is a German version not sung by Tom Grennan. And when we heard the snippet of the German version yesterday, we all said, you know what, I want to hear the song in all of the languages. Mm. Yeah. I think it should be rolled out everywhere. So with that in mind, I'm about to take on an Irish version. And even though the German version really worked, let's see if it's as good as Squilk.
Okay.
Yes. It might not be. Don't look at me. Here we go. Oh, all her gamak.
Oh, yeah.
Egg Dane of Cotter in it to it go knee.
Yeah.
Galacht. I'm quid as far as fader la farafall. The syntax doesn't really work.
Doesn't matter.
Irish,
doesn't matter.
You might notice Osquilga. A line that's 5 words long becomes 11 words when you translate it to Osquilga. But you know what? There's potential there.
It's still a banger.
Okay, I like that. I've gone for Espanol because I did Espanol in a school. So we're going to go. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Padre ajijo, haciendo lo que siempre has hecho, Gillette. Lo mejor que un hombre puede conseguir.
Yes, well done.
Very it's good. The last line is a problem for people.
Too
right?
long, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this is the line in Irish from Doing What You've Always Done. Translates to, on quid as far as fader let a far at all. Like, that's a lot.
It's tough. You did well.
All right, Ash. What have you got?
I'm going for French, le français.
Le français.
None
yeah.
of the, les Olympiques. Perhaps they could perform this at the opening ceremony on Friday. I've got it all translated and ready to go.
3, 2, 1.
De père en fille, faire ce que tu as toujours fait. Gillette. Le meilleur qu'un homme puisse obtenir.
Why does her syntax always work?
It's not
fair. It's not fair. I seen her translate it yesterday and she went, yes.
And that's exactly why she picked it.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, very good. Long live the Tom Grennan song and hopefully it'll be rolled out all across the world.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Ow.
Welcome to the greatest radio game of all time. It's Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
Like, I absolutely adore this game, but I hate when you say that.
Me too. I really hate it. We gave the claps a good go there. We got some feedback that it was hard to hear the claps.
Yeah.
I really slammed.
Yeah,
my
you
hands
did, to be fair.
Together.
It was good. This is a game where if you say the same thing that I have written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin, and you'll hear 3 beeps. You answer on the 3rd beep. So if you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, you are out. Simple as that. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Everyone you get right, you get an IMC cinema pass. There is 5 up for grabs. That's basically like a €50 voucher for the cinema.
Yeah.
Decent enough. If you say something that's not in the category, you are also out. Do you want to play? Message us the word game right now and you could win up to 5 IMC cinema passes. Emma and Aisling, would you like to play?
I would love it.
And just to say for you getting involved now with game and a WhatsApp, you won't feel an adrenaline rush like this. For I'd say quite some time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Get on. It's
this
so
will
fake.
Be the peak of your week.
Yeah.
Here we go with Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Round number 1. Emma and Aisling, the best of luck. What I want you to do is name a letter of the alphabet.
L.
X.
I have written down H.
Lovely. Happy bleeding
we
day.
We move on to round 2.
One for round 1.
Well, they are
there's
only,
a lot of letters.
They're only going to get harder.
Yeah, I know.
We move on to round 2. Emma and Aisling, name a chess piece.
Oh, I don't know them.
Bishop.
Horse. I don't know chess pieces.
Horse. A rook.
Yeah.
Is it?
Are you going to accept horse? Or is she out?
I don't. I just don't know any.
I can say. You just say horse. You don't know king? Queen?
Yeah. Pawn?
Pawn?
No. I have to clear. Not my game, guys. No, never played chess.
Not my game. I've written down queen. Ooh. You're both
okay,
silly.
Okay, great. Thank you. Me now by the skin of my teeth. But
have you never seen The Queen's Gambit?
Didn't watch it. No.
Great show.
Fantastic show. On to round three. You're going to hate this one.
Oh, no.
Name a body part that you can't see.
Lung.
Bum hole. I can't see it.
Yeah, but other people could.
But I can't see
you
it.
You can see it in the mirror.
Oh, sorry. Don't you mean that I can't see of myself?
No, it's just that you can't. It's not visual. It's on the inside of your body.
That's the only one that I do. I can see all my parts except for that one.
Boom. Oh.
You'd have to give it to her.
Okay, I'll give it to her because I've gone for brain. Very good.
Oh, Ash, we're through to round four. Come on. Back in the game. Back in the game. Back in the game.
What is wrong with you?
Boom.
Round number four. Name a continent.
Europe.
Antarctica.
I have gone for Antarctica. Because I knew Aisling Potter would go for Antarctica. I knew she would.
Oh, okay, next. I'm still in the game, just about.
Here we go at round five.
Come on, Emma.
Come on.
Name a suit on a deck of cards.
Are you joking? Cards.
Clubs.
Yeah.
I have written down diamonds.
That would have given me the win. Honestly, when you say suits, I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do, obviously. You said clubs.
But as in, I didn't know if that was... Anyway, my point...
Hearts.
Yeah.
Spades,
cool.
Diamonds,
so that
hearts.
Comes in under the term suit. I'm with you now.
So that is Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Hopefully you are much better than Emma and Aisling because that was horrendous.
And you don't come on and talk about bums.
Please.
That wasn't my intention.
Game in a WhatsApp now to 087-711-1038 and you could win up to 5 IMC Cinema Passes.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. The Dave has written down.
Welcome to the greatest radio game of all time.
So annoying.
It's annoying because you didn't come up with it. Either did I. I robbed it on TikTok.
At least you're honest.
This is a game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin and you'll hear three beeps and you answer on the third beep. If you say something like Finglas and I have Finglas written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down and every single one you get right, you will win an IMC Cinema Pass. Who have we got on to play?
A lot of Jeopardy here as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely.
You could lose it all. Stevie, how are you?
Not too bad yourself.
Really, really Stevie. Good. Stevie, what's the plan for the day? You off to work or what are you doing?
I'm working at the moment. I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving. All right.
Your driver.
Let's see if we can get you up to 5 IMC Cinema Passes. Are you enjoying Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down, Stevie?
Yeah, I am indeed.
Well, Excellent. Let's see if we can get you to complete the game. Let's go for round one, Stevie. What I need you to do is name me an Olympic sport.
Badminton.
Badminton. I have written down diving.
Nice
one.
All right,
perfect.
Stevie, you have to make a decision now. Do you want to go home with one IMC Cinema Pass or risk it and play on?
Keep going.
All right, we into round number two. So, Stevie, name me a cereal.
Cocoa Pops.
Cocoa Pops.
Whoa. Dave loves Cocoa Pops. I'm terrified.
Risky.
I have written down cornflakes.
Yes! He's still alive.
Stevie, just to say I love your laugh.
Stevie, you're gonna play
this game.
Yeah, look, so do we. Stevie, you're playing on or are you gonna go home with two cinema passes?
Keep going.
Good choice, Stevie.
Yeah.
Let's go for round number three. Name any shape.
Rectangle.
I have written down, for some reason, octagon.
Yay!
Nice. Well well done. No, sorry, Stevie, your laugh after everyone you get right is absolutely amazing.
Stevie is having the best time ever. I bet you don't want this to end. Are you going to go on to round four?
No, keep going the whole way.
Oh, the whole way.
Stevie,
I'm going to stop asking.
Stevie, it's getting tough now. What I need you to do in round four is name me a vowel.
E.
E. I have written down.
Come on, Stevie.
I.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
Here we go.
Stevie, just one more ride, okay? And then five IMC Cinema passes.
Here we go.
All right.
For round number five, Stevie, name a famous Jennifer. Stevie, for five IMC Cinema passes, I have written down Jennifer Aniston.
No!
Oh my God!
Show me that sheet.
Unreal.
Oh, it's here in front of me.
I was
Stevie.
Sure you were going to say Lopez.
I guarantee you that. No, I thought it was going to be Lopez.
Stevie. It got me at the end.
I got you at the end. I am so sorry, my man. But fantastic player. Great game. Well done.
Oh, nice, very nice. Yeah, listen, it was nice talking to you and play the game with you guys.
Yeah, it's so nice to talk to you.
We enjoyed it, Stevie. Glad. Hope you have a good day.
Have a very good day, all right?
You too,
bro. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Oh, well, that's just how the cookie crumbles, guys.
Second week in a row that we haven't had a winner.
Yeah, I'm getting good at this.
But it is a fun game to play, so I feel like you don't go home completely empty-handed.
Yeah, you had fun.
You've got the memories. It's
fun.
You got the memories. Not going to cinema on us, though.
No.
Do you remember the other day I was chatting about Brat Summer and how there's signs all over Dublin? And I'm like, come on.
This is
so
from Charlie XCX's new album, is it?
Charlie XCX's album, Brat Summer. I think one of the best marketing campaigns for an album I've seen. It's just everywhere. To the point where this morning I had to laugh. A breaking news notification went to some people's phones who've signed up being, explainer, what is Brat Summer? For Sky News to be reporting on Brat Summer just completely blew my mind.
Yeah,
sure, Kamala Harris is all over it and everything. It's amazing. Yeah.
They had to explain it on CNN.
Really?
What the album Brat was, just so they were just like, oh, so this is what they're talking about. It was very awkward.
It's so interesting, though, I think, the way they're going about marketing their songs these days. It's good.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.